this weekend, and obviously we're wrong on that. My guess will be sometime next week. Hey, Darren, I know he expects to work out on Sunday. You know, we probably won't practice as a team. And if he doesn't have any swelling, practice or, you know, go through shoot around and maybe even try to do something Monday. But my guess would be Wednesday would be more realistic.
How much do you expect to play Delonte tonight? Do you have to hold him back a little bit?
No, because you can't anyway.
Yeah,
you know, once he gets out on the floor, he's going all out. So, no, there's been no minute thing or anything. So I'm just going to judge by his win and how he's playing.
Will he start tonight?
Yeah.
What's Al doing differently under the boards this year? Obviously, he's closer to the basket, but he's getting
he's
a lot
going
more
after him. You know, we got on him pretty hard after the our last home game. I can't remember who we were playing. Because he had no offensive rebounds and no offensive we chart rebounding attempts, meaning legitimate shots of actually going after a rebound. You know. And, you know, in that game, he had a zero on offensive rebound attempts.
He never even went after one.
No. And but that happens at times. You know, you don't actually have as many attempts as you think, you know, because of positioning. You usually never have more than 15, which would be 15 chances. So if you went half the time, which would be, you know, 7 or 8, you'd be happy if your bigs went half the time. And if they got 1 or 2 or 3 of them, you'd be ecstatic. I mean, that's basically how offensive rebounds look. And in that game, you know, he was away from the bucket more than he should have been. We were going to him a lot, too, so, but we charted a zero. And, you know, and so we told him about that. And, you know, I think that kind of got under his skin a little bit, and that was good. He went after him. You're still not going to get him, but you cause havoc when you do that. Someone else may get him. He actually has gotten a couple of them, so that's good. But defensive rebound, he's been doing that all year. You know, I think he learned early on, you know, if they're going to trap him, he has to find a way to stay on the floor. He knows that he still has to improve defensively. He knows if he's not scoring offensively and he's not doing anything else, he's probably going to come out. So I think he's a pretty smart player because if he rebounds well, he stays on the floor.
In your mind, could he lead the league in rebounding 1 year?
I don't know. You know, I think it's tough for scorers to ever lead the league in rebounding. You know, it doesn't happen very often, if it has ever happened. I guess Wilt, but he was everything. You know, so that would be what would hold him back. You know, he is a heck of a rebounder because he can get out rebound out of his space, and he seems to have a good feel of where the ball is going. You know, that's the great rebounders that I've played with, they tended to know where the ball was coming off the rim. Al has a good feel in that. Thank you.